Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And the Washington Commanders are front and center today on basically every major sports network. After the words from disgruntled star wide receiver Terry McLaurin were heard around the world, Terry made it very clear he won't play without an extension for the Washington Commanders. He made it very clear he's upset with the way negotiations have stalled. He also made it very clear he wants to be here. He wants to be here in Washington. But he wants to be respected with his contract. Now the ball is in Adam Peters' court. Time to get on the phone and negotiate with Terry's agent. Something has got to get done before this becomes a distraction when training camp begins. We'll go around the NFL, look at all the second-round picks who are holding out. What teams may look to trade their upset stars? I don't think Washington will trade Terry McLaurin. NBA Summer League, the Wizards were in action again last night. Will we see LeBron or Giannis get traded before the end of this summer? And last night's 2025 MLB All-Star Game. We'll discuss it on the show today. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You know how we like to start the show every day by catching up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when you open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores,
highlights. Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So we'll start in the major leagues with the MLB All-Star Game last night. And it was Pete Alonso that opened up the scoring, gave the NL a huge lead with this three-run moonshot. Let's take a listen to the call on the Fan.
Always had the home runs, but he's hitting 280 this series. Showing off that home run power here. It is gone. Pete Alonso goes the other way. A three-run shot to break it open.
So it's a 6-0 lead for the National League, but the American League comes crawling back. And here in the ninth, they even the scoring with this RBI single.
Puts it in play. Left side. Going to be a tough one. This game is tied. The American League has come all the way back.
So what happens when an All-Star game gets tied after 9 innings? You go to a home run derby-style swing-off. And for the National League, it was Phillies Kyle Schwarber with a Schwarbomb, giving the National League the win, and he gets the MVP without actually getting a hit in the game. Here is Schwarber going yard.
He swings and sends one down the line, and right, he's on a knee, and he has gone 3-for-3 to put the NL on top 4-3. What a show by Schwarber.
So in the swing-off, Schwarber gives the NL the lead. The American League gets one last shot. Let's take a listen to the call.
He swings, and that will not leave the yard. Even as he watches it comes up way short. Kyle Schwarber,
three homers on three swings in the home run derby to decide the All-Star game gives the National League the win.
Looks kind of weird when you see it on the box score. 6-6. Final score, National League wins in a swing-off at the 2025 Home Run Derby. It started about 8 p.m., finished at 11:52. Schwarber being interviewed after winning MVP.
Thank goodness I was able to take BP good right there. But, it was a great experience overall. I mean, the game was great. A lot of great talent out there on the field and having great conversations with everyone.
Your Washington Nationals, James Wood, got up to the plate with one at bat, did not get a hit. Mackenzie Gore, one inning pitched, did not record a strikeout, even though he is top 10 in the majors this season for K's. Over to the NBA Summer League action on the Sports app. Last night, the Washington Wizards chose to sit their young stars. Alex Saar, Bob Carrington, Trey Johnson all sat on the bench. It was the second unit getting their opportunity, including former VCU Ram Jameer Watkins. But it was A.J. Johnson putting on a highlight reel play with this slam. Let's take a listen to the call.
Room lines up another one. He's looked good on his prior attempts. Not that time. Johnson ahead. Slams it down.
He said this young man is a big-time athlete. You saw it right there.
Day off today before the Wizards play their next Summer League game tomorrow night. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, discussing potential league expansion. You know, this is something that was talked about a few months ago. I had heard maybe Las Vegas. Would Mexico City get a team? Would there be a European team in the NBA? Here's Adam Silver on potential league expansion.
Expansion was discussed both at a committee level and at the board, and ultimately the league office was tasked by our board with doing an in-depth analysis of all the issues around expansion, both economic and non-economic. Of course, the non-economic issues include dilution of talent, how it could potentially affect competition around the league if we were to expand, how you would stock those teams, all those related issues, the economic issues, as I've talked about before. They're as we knew would be the case in these discussions among the board, they're very complex because in how you would potentially value the opportunity has a lot to do with your projections on the future growth of the league, because you are selling equity, and if for every additional team you add, you're diluting the economics of the current league.
Just another reason I don't think Adam Silver is the right guy for the job, to be honest with you. Does this league need to be expanding? No. They need to be limiting the amount of teams that get into the postseason. If they were going to expand by two more teams, make it 32, just like you have in the NFL, I'd be fine with that. But I don't think they need to take this league overseas or take it to another small market here in the States. I mean, does Seattle deserve a team because the Supersonics were awesome for a long time? Yes. And it feels like Vegas is going to get a team because they've just gotten baseball. They've gotten football as well, hockey in the last 10 years. So I could see Vegas getting a team. I don't really want to expand this out to Europe or to South America. I think they need to go back to limiting the amount of teams they get in the postseason. Maybe lower the number of regular season games. I mean, nobody's watching 82 regular season NBA games in the last few years, especially with the amount of blowouts there have been in the league. So Adam Silver needs to make some changes, but I don't think expansion, especially out to Europe, is the right way to handle things. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. So we mentioned it. The main story around the globe on major sports networks is Terry McLaurin and his words to the Commanders front office yesterday. We played the interview here on The Fan. We'll play some more of it later on the show today if you missed it yesterday, or you can rewind on the free Odyssey app. Manti Te'o discusses why he thinks Washington needs to sign Terry McLaurin.
That's like scary Terry, guys, okay? Stop playing with him, Washington. There's a reason why we're talking about the Washington Commanders this year going into 2025. And a lot of it had to do with Jaden Daniels, but a lot of it had to do with Scary Terry and his performance. So let's not forget that a lot of this success that you guys had was because there was a guy that has been around there for 6 years, and he's had to deal with all of the junk that came with being a part of that team for all of these years. And now you guys are great. Don't forget about the guy that was there with you during the dark times, and that's Gary Terry.
I mean, he's so right about that, but there's a lot of things that we don't know about with this situation here. How many years is Terry's agent asking for? What is the price tag he's looking for? Is it more than like a Justin Jefferson? Is it more than a Ja'Marr Chase? Is he asking to be paid like the number one receiver in the NFL or just a top 10 receiver? I'll tell you, it did not help Terry McLaurin's side with the ESPN rankings of the top 10 receivers going into 2025, not including Commander's disgruntled star wide receiver, Terry McLaurin. I told you my take yesterday. The ball is in Adam Peters' court. I expect him to get this done before the first weekend of training camp. That would be like July 26th. I expect it to get done. Terry McLaurin said his piece. We all want to feel heard. I heard you, Terry. I'm sure Adam Peters did as well. Now it's up to him and the rest of the Commanders front office to lock in your star wide receiver for the future. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. The awesome Commanders news yesterday is that they decided they were going to finally honor three-time Super Bowl champion wide receiver number 81, Art Monk, by retiring his jersey. Doc Walker, who played with Art, will join us today at 2 p.m. We'll talk a little ACC football with Preston Willett at 1:30. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. What Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and I mean, we mentioned it to start the show, the Commanders are front and center right now on every sports network, every major sports network, and kind of have been for most of this offseason and the end of last year. I mean, they arrived when they made it to the conference championship. The future is now with Jaden Daniels as the team's starting quarterback. And you got to bring the band back together that was so good last year. And, of course, that includes franchise record 13 touchdowns by Terry McLaurin. And we heard from Terry McLaurin yesterday. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I saw his audio. I saw people, you know, writing it up, transcripts. I saw it all over the place yesterday. ESPN, Fox Sports, CBS Sports, any, you know, radio channel that I turned to that was talking sports was talking about Terry McLaurin. So it's time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos. Our intern for the summer, Biff, is also a diehard Commanders fan. So we all know how important Terry McLaurin is to this franchise. I think it has, you know, this situation is not about his worth to the franchise. This situation is about maybe his worth compared to the rest of the wide receivers in the National Football League. But to me, I think it's partly, it has to do with the fact that they know they're going to have to pay Jaden Daniels. Maybe more than any quarterback in the National Football League when he is due that money. And so you don't want $20 million on the books to Terry McLaurin when he's 34 years old, when you know you're going to have to give it to Jaden Daniels by then. They have an expensive wide receiver already in Deebo Samuel. And so there's a lot going on behind the scenes, back and forth, between the agents and the front office. But Terry made it very clear. He doesn't think that negotiations have moved at all in the last month. And I told you my worry level was at a 2 out of 10. It jumped up to an 8 yesterday, hearing it out of the mouth of Terry McLaurin. It really did. Do I think a deal is going to get done? Absolutely. Because this is not a situation where this is like a Brandon Ayuk, right? Where he was mad last year, but, you know, 49ers looked at it like, we got other weapons that are better than you. This is a situation where I think both sides understand how much he means to this team, how important this season is. It's too important to have Terry McLaurin on the roster for a deal not to get done. Now, Adam Peters has not made a wrong move or a bad step since he got here to Washington. So, you know, I do believe in him to get this done. But that was not a good day yesterday for Redskins fans, Commanders fans, football team fans. Hearing it out of Terry McLaurin's mouth, hearing it straight from the horse's mouth there, he is pissed off. And this is a guy that barely ever vocalized his frustrations. Do you think a deal gets done? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. I know some people on social media have been kind of taking shots at Terry McLaurin. It does feel like you're either Team Terry or your team front office. I'm on both sides here. I'm on Terry's side. I'm on the front office's side. And I'm staying positive that something will get done in the next few days.
I kind of compare it to Garrett Wilson, which is kind of good that we talked about this yesterday, how Garrett Wilson got paid. So this is kind of good for us because you should see what a guy like Garrett Wilson, I mean, in my opinion, I think Terry is better.
Yeah.
And so you should look at his contract. And Terry said it in the interview, I have it here. He goes, listen, Garrett Wilson deserves what he was paid. And he's saying like, oh, you know, he struggled with his team. The Jets aren't good, but he stayed with them. He's a positive outlook on this team. He sticks with that. On the dark side, he's still there. That's him saying, I've been here through the dark days. I was here through Sam Howell, Josh Johnson's first time. Like, I was here for that.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. He played for the Redskins, the football team, and the Commanders. He played for bad coaches. He played with bad quarterbacks. He deserves to be here on the other side of this thing, as you know, the future is bright. But the Adam Peters perspective is, I can't pay you for what you did previously. I can't pay you for what you did under the previous general manager. I can't pay you for what you did under a previous coach or with another quarterback, because I've got to worry about the future here. And so that's, I think, what's maybe going on behind the scenes here. But Garrett Wilson's deal should absolutely make it easier for the Commanders to define Terry's value.
Yeah.
He's probably worth $33 million a year, because I think he's better than Garrett Wilson. We could argue whether or not you think he's better than DK Metcalf, right? But DK is at 33. CeeDee Lamb's at 34. As much as I'm kind of a CeeDee hater, most people around the league would say he has better skills than Terry McLaurin. And he has a bigger body type. Justin Jefferson's $35 million, Ja'Marr Chase $40 million. Terry shouldn't touch that.
No.
But you might have to give him Justin Jefferson money on a 2-year deal to keep him here.
I agree.
And I would do that. And you know, Michael kept saying 3 years, $90 million, 3 years, $90 million, and that's $30 million a year. I don't think that can happen anymore now that Garrett Wilson just got 32.5 a year. And so I'm looking at this saying 2 years, $68 million, 34 a year. Then you're getting CeeDee Lamb money. Basically, you're the top wide receiver in the NFC East. You're getting paid like it. You're not getting Justin Jefferson money. And I know he probably wants that third year. But would he take an extra $2 or $3 million a year to get 2 more years on the extension? And that would keep him here for 3 future seasons. This year and 2 more after that.
The video and the way I took it yesterday wasn't a guy who said, I want to be traded or I don't want to be here. It's like, I know what I deserve. And if there's one team that I want to pay me, it's the team I'm on.
Yeah.
But he's not going to sit here and be disrespected with, you know, 25, 28, because he knows, he sees those guys, and I think he's right on their level. I think that's very valid of Terry to say. That's why Commanders fans can't be mad at him, because he knows what he deserves. He's been there through all the ups and downs. And so I think you're right. I mean, when I first thought it, I was like, give him 33. Give him 34. Like, I would be okay. A 2-year, 34 mil, that's fine. That's fine, yeah, with me.
Here's where I think Washington is drawing the line, is we don't want to give him 3 years, $140 million, right?
Yeah.
3 years, $138 million. Like, they don't want to go over the Justin Jefferson number or probably over that CeeDee Lamb number, but you've got to get something done here. But I'm staying positive. I believe it will get done. To me, that was Terry McLaurin. He didn't want to do those interviews, probably.
No.
The media hounded him. And you know, rightfully so, because that was a money soundbite yesterday. It was played around the planet, basically.
Yeah.
Him at Eastern Motors filming a commercial. And then afterwards, he sits down with the reporters for like 10 minutes, and J.P. Finley and others got in a question. And to me, I heard a guy that came as close to asking for a trade without asking for one. He came as close to saying, I want out, without saying I want out. And so I think he really did. He put the ball in Adam Peters' court here. Terry's not going to open his mouth again. He's not going to say anything else he doesn't need to. His agent doesn't need to. Put on the tape and watch the film, right? He has proved his worth here in Washington, and we need him on the roster this season, because they're all in this season to try to get back to the playoffs or to win a conference championship game. We need Terry McLaurin to do that. And I think that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Adam Peters is not stupid. It would be stupid to go into this season with a Terry McLaurin holdout. It would be stupid to go into the second week of training camp with a holdout.
Yeah.
The first 5 days, it's nothing. I mean, they're running around in gym shorts. They look like you, Biff. But then they put the pads on, and you're really hitting, and you really see who's going to develop and who's going to be playing meaningful snaps on this team this season. And so by July 27th, they need him there. Right, as soon as they strap the pads on and it's go time, it's the real deal, you need him there. But he even said it yesterday. Part of his frustrations are the fact that he knows he's missing time with his teammates, his new teammates, and his second-year quarterback to create more chemistry. And that's what frustrates me, is because this is going to start becoming a distraction that can hold this team back the longer it continues. We're still sitting here July 16th. We're a month away from Football Fest. We're 2 months away from the start of the season. But after hearing Terry McLaurin speak yesterday, I think something needs to get done in the next, like, 72 hours. I really do. I think Adam Peters, we need to hear at least that there's progress on a negotiation.
My feelings would be different if he didn't have that year. Like, he has already have a year, so he'd have to sit out of football. And he doesn't want to do that.
I mean, he just got 13 touchdowns. He has all the power in the world.
I know.
Right? And he knows he could have 10 plus touchdowns for another team if he had a good quarterback. Washington doesn't really have much power in my mind here, because they're desperate to get him back on the field. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and join us for a football festival, a whole night of music, fun, sports, drinks, prizes, giveaways, swag. The pizza's banging at River City Roll. Football Festival 3, August 16th, primetime from 6 to 10 p.m. at River City Roll in Scott's Addition. And representing the Washington Commanders will be Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot. Join us at River City Roll, August 16th, Football Fest 3, primetime. And it's going to be a ton of fun. If you want more information, it's online, thefanrichmond.com. So we wanted to play some clips from Terry McLaurin. During the break, I just listened to the whole thing again. It's kind of depressing as a Commanders fan to hear him talk about his frustrations, how he feels like the negotiations have stalled in the last month, and how much it's hurting him to be away from his teammates. I'm staying positive. I'm not going to say anything negative about Terry McLaurin. I mean, because if you were going to say anything negative about him, it would have been that he doesn't get in the end zone enough. Well, damn it, he changed that last season, right? For the first, like, 6 or 7 years of his career, it was like, Terry always gets tackled at the 5-yard line. Terry makes a big catch and then shoestring tackle at the 10. That changed this past year. When he finally had a good quarterback, he had 13 touchdowns and was fantastic in the postseason. Clutch catch against the Bucs, unbelievable screen pass that he took to the house against the Detroit Lions. I'm staying positive. Terry McLaurin said his piece. He wants to be heard. Adam Peters, now the ball's in your court, and I believe that Adam Peters will get a deal done. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We're reacting to this audio from Terry McLaurin yesterday that you heard right here on The Fan.
Overall, you just want to be appreciated and valued for who you are and what you bring to the team, and also what you feel like you could continue to do, because best belief, I don't feel like I played my best ball yet, and I still feel like I have a lot of great things that I can do and bring to a team. And so, you know, it's disappointing that it's gotten to this point, and the toughest part is being away from my teammates, honestly, you know, because I came into part of OTAs and things like that with the assumption things were going to progress a lot quicker than they have, and it's disappointing because I've always been a team guy and a leader. And the great thing about, you know, the great thing I take away is I've gotten a lot of support from my teammates.
I'll tell you, Biff, my reaction to that is simply he's frustrated because he thought the deal would be done by now and he would be having fun with his boys in Ashburn, getting ready for training camp. You know, we look at it like it's a job. He's got to go to work at training camp. Part of that's probably fun as hell. Running routes, catching passes from Jaden Daniels with all your best friends after you had all this success last year. He's got a little FOMO almost in that voice.
It's kind of sad. It's because it shows how much this team means to him.
Yeah.
And not just the team, the name, but his boys. Like, yeah. It's his best friends. And now it's like, that's why he was so good, because his quarterback is his best friend. That's why he's so good, because the other wide receivers are his best friends. So it's,
and he loves blocking for them.
Exactly. It's because he said, and it's kind of like the whole, like, I will die for my brothers. Like, you could tell that, like, he would die for those guys. So it's like we're keeping best friends away from each other, which can't help us at all.
No. He sounds like a guy that would run through a wall for his teammates, and yet the front office is kind of like moving the wall. It's getting him out of the way so he can't even participate, which, yeah, it just – I hated the fear of missing out in his voice that I thought I heard thereof. I thought I came to OTAs with the expectations a deal would be done by now.
Yeah.
Because he has done everything to prove his worth. There's nothing else he can do. And to be honest, I don't think he even needed to speak yesterday. But he decided to, and he had a conversation with his agent, and I kind of feel like that was, hey, lay the cards on the table. Let them know how frustrated you are, and you're going to come as close as you can without demanding a trade. Because the next time you speak, it probably will be to demand a trade.
Where in Adam Peters' mind, I understand the process. We don't want to pay him like 100, what would you say, 180, 150, whatever it is. I understand. But at what point do you got to say, listen, our window is not a rebuild. Our window is now. We have a top 5 quarterback. Now we have, in my opinion, a top 10 wide receiver with Debo as our wide receiver too.
Yeah.
And our defense is rebuilding. That's fine. If it's on defense, Frankie Louvu just came out as a top 5 linebacker. So it's like we're done with the rebuild. Like, obviously we can keep going, but our time is now.
Yeah. So if the front office in Cincinnati is paying two wide receivers after a year they don't make the playoffs,
yeah,
you pay your wide receiver after you make it to the conference championship game. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I believe that Terry McLaurin's been one of the top 10 best commanders in the last 10 years. And Biff actually found a list of the top commanders in the last decade. And I'm sure I could guess them. I'm sure I could probably get, you know, 9 out of 10 correctly here. But why don't you set this up for the audience? Where did you find this list? It is list season here in the middle of bit season during the summer.
So, yeah, I was just scrolling through TikTok, right? TikTok is where I find
Doom scroll. Come on. This kid's got brain rot already, so.
Well, it's funny because I was actually, it was this morning.
Okay.
And I get a lot of my news from TikTok because I bed rot for about 30 minutes before I get up.
So you call it bed rot?
Yeah,
I call it brain rot. Yeah,
bed rot. No. Brain. It makes my brain better because I'm ready for the day now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you watched 30 minutes of TikTok.
Exactly, and now I know more than I did 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
Anyways,
probably some fake news too. But okay.
You know, probably. I'm not gonna sit here and say it's not. But I found a list a guy made. This is his last decade, so 2015. It's a little iffy, but I say 2015 to 2025. You have a quarterback, your starting quarterback, your backup quarterback.
Okay.
Your starting running back, your backup running back, your wide receivers, 1, 2, 3, and then tight end 1, tight end 2.
All right. So quarterback, I'm having Jaden Daniels on that list, and I guess I'm putting Kirk Cousins as QB too.
So I saw the same thing. You got Jaden Daniels correct. Number 2 is Alex Smith.
I mean, come on now. One-legged Alex Smith is not better than Kirk Cousins. That was a fun season, but that was like, we were able to run the ball. We were able to play action. Gruden, was that Gruden or was that Rivera?
That was Gruden.
Yeah.
And the reason he said was Alex Smith led us to a playoff.
Yeah.
Which is, you can't.
Kirk Cousins did lead us to the playoffs also.
He did.
And then we lost to the Packers.
Green Bay. Yeah, we lost to Green Bay.
All right, so I disagree with them on quarterback. Yep. Over to running back. This is the tough one here because, like, my initial reaction is Clinton Portis, but I don't think he was with us over the last 10 years. He's pretty old. I mean, he's a coach by now.
Yeah.
So he's probably been retired. Alfred Morris pops to my mind. I loved Roy Helu, but he's not going to be on the list. You had Ryan Terrain. You've had not some great running backs. You had Fat Rob. But you definitely got guys that I remember. All right, so
I would say you got Alfred Morris correct on running back 1.
Okay.
Running back 2 is probably one of my favorite Washington Redskins of all time.
I don't know.
Chris Thompson. Little Chris Thompson,
out of Florida State.
Yeah, dude.
That's completely bogus. Like, wasn't J.D. McKissick better than him?
Thompson was my guy.
Austin Eckler this past year probably had more yards than Chris Thompson.
Thompson was my guy. That little dude could move,
he
man.
He certainly could.
He got 70-yard rushing play against the Rams. I remember that play. That was lit. But anyways, running wide receivers, this is pretty straightforward in my opinion.
All right, so Terry McLaurin, Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, so he has wide receiver 1, Scary Terry. Wide receiver 2 is DeSean Jackson. Wide receiver 3 is Pierre Garçon.
Yeah.
Nailed that.
DeSean's at 3 for me. I want DeSean in the slot.
I don't even.
And I want him taking the top off the defense there. Pierre on the outside just had the best hands we've had at a wide receiver in Washington, maybe since like Art Monk. Like, dude, Pierre Garçon caught everything you threw to him. One-handed catches, about to get trucked by Ray Lewis. It didn't matter. I mean, he was making the catch. Over to tight end here. This is probably past the Cooley era.
It is.
Which means it's past the Fred Davis era, past the Logan Paulson era, past the Todd Yoder era. So it's got to have Jordan Reed on there as tight end 1. And tight end 2, Zach Ertz. Tight end 2, Jordan Reed again.
No. This is where I was funny. So tight end 1 is Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
Tight end 2, out of Maryland, Vernon Davis.
Yeah, I mean, he was freaking awesome at Washington.
Yeah.
He jumped over players.
Oh, man, that guy was so sick.
He was also a great interview. Man, that dude knows how to speak to the media. Like, several times,
jealous.
He was here. Because he would just do a bunch of charity work.
Yeah.
And then you'd have it. I remember one time I went to Tyson's Corner, and he was, like, working with this fancy shoe company. They had, like, snakeskin shoes, and I interviewed him there, and he was awesome.
Well,
he was so cool.
Who would be coaching that team?
Oof, that's a tough one. because Gibbs was gone by then.
Yep.
It was Jay Gruden era probably started 2015.
Gruden, Rivera.
I mean, Dan Quinn's the coach of that.
Yeah, you have to be.
or you just say, screw it, let's make Cliff Kingsbury the head coach.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Welcome back. This is the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, live and local here in Richmond on a Wednesday, July 16th. So we're 30 days away, a month away from Football Festival, and 50 days away from kickoff to the 2025 NFL regular season. 50 days away from kickoff. Stubb, do you have any NFL theme music here? Just for a second here. Because we're 50 days away, Biff. We are 50 days away from kickoff. What are you watching on TV tonight? Nothing.
Absolutely.
I'm going to stare at the calendar and look at that thing for 50 days until we get ready for the NFL. 50 days away from kickoff. And the NFL released a image 50 days away from kickoff with seven faces of the league. We've come up with a list of who we believe are the 10 faces of the National Football League. We'll bring that to you at 1:15 on NFL Hits. But it is time for the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. And to honor the 50 days away from kickoff, here are AWOD's 50 reasons the Washington Commanders will make the playoffs once again. Biff, we're talking about a 12-win football team. We're talking about a team that won two more in the postseason, got to the conference championship game for the first time in 30 years. And they needed to be aggressive because it's an arms race in the NFC. Everybody's trying to keep up with the Eagles. Rams made their move. Lions made their moves. Bears got a new coach. Everybody is all in to keep up with the Eagles. And so Washington had to be aggressive. The most important offseason in franchise history, in my mind, to build off the 12 wins. And Adam Peters got to work and made two trades. Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil. A bunch of solid free agents. And I believe they've hit on several draft picks once again. 50 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs. Reason number one is Jaden Daniels' legs. This is why the NFL is scared of him. This is why I don't believe in a sophomore slump. Because the rest of the rookie quarterbacks that struggled in year two didn't have the leg speed that Jaden Daniels has to make a guy miss in the backfield, to turn a nothing burger of a play into 15 yards, to convert on 4th-and-15 against your arch rival because linebacker Zach Bond can't tackle an open space. Jaden Daniels' legs are reason number one. Reason number two, Jaden Daniels' arm strength. I mean, it's just going to get better. It's just going to get better. I don't know about you guys, but I clicked and zoomed on every photo of Jaden Daniels at OTAs and minicamp. And Biff, I saw a bigger arm. I saw a bigger bicep. I saw a guy put in the work this offseason. That arm strength, it's going to be stronger. That arm strength, it's going to lead to deeper balls down the field for Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin. Reason number three, 50 reasons AWOD believes the Commanders will make the playoffs again. Jaden Daniels' accuracy. His completion numbers as a rookie are why everybody talked about that as one of the most iconic rookie seasons in NFL history. Completion percentage for most of the season was 69 or 70. You didn't even see Aaron Rodgers with that last year. I mean, at times Patrick Mahomes struggled to have that good of a completion percentage. Jaden Daniels' iconic rookie season, maybe the most important stat was that completion percentage, that accuracy on 3rd-and-4th down. Number four, I told you about the aggressiveness of this front office. We brought in an all-pro wide receiver who's ready for a bounce-back season. Number four, Deebo Samuel, bounce-back season. I don't think there's anybody that's gotten more hate in one offseason than Deebo Samuel. Bring on the haters, because Deebo is ready. And just like I clicked and zoomed on Jaden photos, I thought Deebo looked jacked. That he's fat from Terrell Owens. We'll see if he's fat in September when he's going for a 150 against the New York Giants through the air and through the ground, because my man is a dual threat, ability to run the ball and catch it. Number five, the improved offensive line. And with an improved offensive line, you'll have more time in the pocket for Jaden Daniels to find his best weapons.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Number six, there's only one guy on this team that I feel like has to prove it this year. You can have a contract season that gives you some extra motivation, but when you have a prove it or you might be out of the league season, you're going to get some extra juice. And to me, this is a prove it year for Brian Robinson Jr.
100%.
If he does not have 1,000 yards, I'm not sure another team is going to take a shot on him. Running back is the youngest position in the NFL. You have these guys, they grab the guys out of college, they run them into the dirt for 4 years, and then they recycle and they bring in a new guy. And Washington brought in somebody already in Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt that might be breathing down Brian Robinson's neck, and it might be Chris Rodriguez as well. This is his prove it year, and I believe he will prove it. He's reason number six, AWOD's 50 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs again. Number seven, Jalen Lane will return a punt for a touchdown just like he did for the Virginia Tech Hokies. I think we were getting one of the best special teamers that was drafted this year. I saw him play at Virginia Tech. Jaden Daniels way better than Kyren Drones, as much as I like Kyren Drones. He's going to be much better, I think, in the slot. The biggest issue offensively for the Hokies last year was they had to like manufacture ways to get Jalen Lane the ball. For Washington, it's just going to be Jaden Daniels with his accuracy, but I'm putting him at number seven because I believe he will have a punt return for a touchdown that will completely change the game. Number eight, Zach Ertz to build off of the chemistry with Jaden Daniels. Those two worked together terrifically last year, and I keep going back to the interview that I heard in which an NFL insider was talking about how Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez, and even Travis Kelce have just gotten better with age. That they hit the number at like 32 years old, where usually you see tight ends drop off, but when you've mastered the position like they have, you can have continued success. Number nine. AWOD's 50 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs again. It's Cliff Kingsbury and his brilliant play calls. I'm still not over the flea flicker screen pass to Austin Eckler that went for 25 yards. The tunnel screen to Terry McLaurin that he took to the house against the Detroit Lions. Or how about the stones to call a fake punt in a conference championship game? I wanted trick plays. I got a Hail Mary. Cliff Kingsbury's brilliant play calls will be a reason the Commanders make the playoffs again. Number 10. Stop, I think you're going to like this one. You got a tough schedule. You got some road games. Heck, you're going to Madrid. But you know what? Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Reason number 10.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Do you know what number 11 is then?
Is it going to start with a B?
Brotherhood. Belief. And look at everybody in that locker room and say, be you. Belief, brotherhood, and be you. Number 12, Dan Quinn's leadership. He was my coach of the year last year, taking a 4-win team to 12 wins to the postseason. No other team had an 8-win turnaround like Washington. Anytime this team went to the locker room losing or went to the locker room tied, Dan Quinn's leadership led to them winning the game late. And a lot of his leadership is the work they did behind the scenes in training camp and before the season and preseason. Situational football is Dan Quinn's special sauce. 13, ton of primetime games. How do you make the playoffs? Above 500 record in primetime this season. Above five. We're not going to win all the primetime games. I mean, heck, we got like Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle, back to back to back. We're not going to go undefeated in primetime. But if the Commanders can go above 500 in primetime and then kick the living crap out of every team that comes to Northwest Stadium, they're getting back to the postseason. Number 14, I told you this was my hot take of the entire offseason. Frankie Louvu All-Pro season. Frankie Louvu Pro Bowler. Frankie Louvu All-Pro. Frankie Louvu, one of the best defensive players in the National Football League this year. I thought last year he arrived. He's totally in his prime right now. He's going to be given more responsibility this year next to Bobby Wagner, who's getting up there in age. Yeah, Frankie Louvu All-Pro. Number 15, Mikey Sainristil will have 4 interceptions.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
Hey, stop. I'm not saying he's going to return it for a touchdown, but I'm saying Mikey Sainristil will have 4 interceptions.
I'd love to see a Mikey pick 6.
Dude, he's going to build off of his rookie season. He's going to have more opportunities because I think as he's probably going to either be a starting corner on the outside or a starting corner on the inside for the entire season. They're going to throw his way. And last year, he had a couple really big packs deflections in the red zone. I think he had one against the Titans that was really impressive. He will have 4 interceptions this year. Number 16, Will Harris, 2 picks. Will Harris, 2 picks. I'm not asking for a touchdown. I'm not asking for 10. If Jeremy Chinn can make an impact, hopefully Will Harris can have 2 picks. Number 17, a lot of people questioned Javon Kinlaw signed this offseason. I'm not asking him to do much, but Javon Kinlaw will stop the run. Javon Kinlaw will set the edge, and we won't have Saquon Barkley go off for a buck 50. Javon Kinlaw will stop the run. Number 18, Daron Payne Pro Bowl season. Daron Payne Pro Bowl season. This is going to be Daron Payne bringing the pain this season. I feel like maybe Jonathan Allen was holding him back. That's been his best friend since he was like 19 years old. Where's your buddy now? He's getting paid somewhere else. You want to get paid? You got to play like you want to get paid. Daron Payne Pro Bowl season. 19, Bobby Wagner stuffing running backs. Number 20, a 4-0 start to the season. Washington.
Touchdown!
With wins over the Giants.
Touchdown, Washington!
Touchdown with a win over the Green Bay Packers on 9/11 Thursday night from Lambeau Field. Victory over the Vegas Raiders. Victory over the Atlanta Falcons. That's four wins, 4-0 to start the season. Four teams that we were better than last year, and four teams that I don't think had as much of an impactful offseason as Washington with the guys that we brought in, like I mentioned. Wins over New York, Green Bay, Vegas, and Falcons, 4-0 to start the season. That's the top 20 reasons the Commanders will make the playoffs again. I've got 50 reasons. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.